Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
An Erios production.
Oh my God! I'm so excited. 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party. I love you guys. I'm so inspired by you.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Allie. Hi, Rachel. I love you, and thank you so much for following Michael and I. We appreciate you so much.
Hey, everybody. This is Paul and Carini.
This is the 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party.
With Allie, Melissa, and Rachel.
It's the best podcast slumber party I've ever seen. Actually, it's probably the only one I'll watch.
Keep inspiring and, you know, live your best life.
Allie, Rachel, Melissa, my number one girls. Oh, by the way, y'all are young. Do y'all have an egg? I can tote it. I just need your egg. Love you.
Hello, and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party, your favorite 90 Day Fiancé podcast. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Rachel Fisher.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
We got to just figure out. I think it goes.
I feel like it was always Allie, Rachel, Melissa, right?
We hesitate.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I'm just sleepy.
Who knows?
I'm just sleepy right now.
We'll duke it out. First and foremost, before we get into anything, we need to offer congratulations for our number one hoe out there. Darcy got engaged.
Yeah.
To
Georgie.
I am so happy for her. For those of you not watching Darcy and Stacey, today we are actually going to kind of like summarize the season really quickly and then talk about the episode from Sunday. Talk about her crowning achievement now, finally being an engaged woman. Before we get into the episode, though, please join our Patreon, patreon.com/90dayfiancéslumberparty, and also rate and review us on iTunes if you have not yet. So first things first, I guess let's just like get into Darcy and Stacey, this reality show that we have been given by the TLC gods. Do you guys have any thoughts or like concerns or like what are your thoughts on the show?
I really obviously like getting to have a glimpse into the Silva household.
Yeah.
I really like their dad. I think he's great. I think the dad was much better equipped at explaining the severity of the coronavirus than our government has been in the United
States.
It was
shocking.
Like, he was like, you guys, this is serious. And I just remember that conversation that the Silva twins had at the table with their dad and like the looks on their face. They're like, wait, really?
Yeah, Mike has ties in Wuhan.
Yeah, he had intel because he lived in China and lived and worked in
because he had, he has a fiance there, I believe. I Googled.
Is that what it is?
He does have a fiance, or he did have a fiance in China.
And he runs a construction renovation or something business that was most recently based out of China. So that's why he lives there most of the year. But I also think that he did have a fiance there as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why he lived there most of the year.
And this was back in like, when was this conversation? Like, I think it was February-ish.
February or March.
It was like right before quarantine, right before it came to the US. He's like, this is no joke.
Wow.
It's going to change things up here a lot.
Wow.
And it's deadly. It's lethal. Like, you have to take it seriously for you and your kids. And I was like so relieved that the whole Silva family is like not mask. They're not anti-maskers. They're not COVID truthers. Like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Darcy they were had being her responsible whole little,
for the most part.
Yeah. She had her mask on, like going to the grocery mm-hmm. store. She wrote House of 11 right on the mask. Like, I was so proud of them. Yeah. That was like one thing that struck me. I think that was the second episode of the season.
Yeah.
It was, when he had the Corona talk with them.
Yeah. Cause they get, we get hit with the quarantine pretty soon into this season. I mean, I think like yeah. it's like first episode we're kind of being introduced, you know, to, you know, the highlight is on Stacey and Florian. Florian, because Florian can still travel. He's coming to right. America for his 90 days to be with Stacey. And we find out, which I didn't really realize, that they all live in a house together that the, Mike, the dad bought them.
Yeah.
And also that Stacey has children. Which I can't remember if we talked about this last time.
Oh, they're not on the show.
Yeah, they're not on the show. That Stacey also has children because she talks about like the intro is like, we do everything together. You know, we got married for the first time together. We
got divorced on the same day.
Got divorced on the same day. We even had our kids at the same time. And I was like, what?
So do the kids live with the dad?
They must live with Stacey sometimes. I think maybe she has joint custody like Darcy does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dad just doesn't want filming, which is like, makes sense.
Yeah. Like you guys watched the Twin Life pilot, right?
Yeah.
Only the pilot. I could not get through it.
It was good.
Because in the Twin Life pilot, which by the way, it's on YouTube, just Google like Twin Life pilot or Darcy and Stacey Twin Life. And this was filmed in 2009, I believe, 2008.
Yeah.
And we get a glimpse into Darcy back when she was married to Frank. I think his name was Frank. And he was an aspiring rapper.
Right. Ugh. I forgot all about him.
And Stacey's husband was like a ex professional soccer player he was from like Estonia or something. Yeah. I mean, he was definitely like from Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're, yeah. So I don't know. So, cause first episode where things are still kind of on the peachier side. And then I think once episode two starts, it's when things start to get up.
Yeah. Florian comes and like the drama starts.
It's revealed that this social media girl has posted some photos of she and Florian in like a provocative like situation together where it looks like they're cuddling in bed. And of course, like Stacey doesn't believe it and thinks it's just like this woman trying to provoke her and
yeah, like Florian. When she confronted Florian, like she was saying things like, well, did she like, you know, provoke you into doing this? And Florian's like, yes. Like she's asking these leading questions, like wanting to hear these answers. It's like, Stacey.
And Darcy, like good little Nancy Drew that she mm-hmm. is, she's like, I'm gonna watch out for my sister. She takes it upon herself to call this woman.
Yeah, Shanti, I think her name is.
Shanti. She does a very dramatic FaceTime or speakerphone conversation with her out in like a field somewhere. Yes. She has her fake Gucci rhinestone headband on. And she's like, what the fuck do you want with my sister? And this woman's like, oh, Florian, you know, he got my honey. He got a taste of my honey.
Oh, yeah.
So she says something about honey.
Yeah. Like he want, cause she calls Darcy sugar or honey or something. And then she's like, no, the only honey Florian wanted was my sugar. Like it gets into some conversation where they're trying to be sarcastic and passive aggressive to each other. But then they start making claims that just don't make sense.
She's like, it's not my fault that Florian's sugar wants to taste my honey, okay?
And Darcy's like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, why would sugar want honey? Wouldn't sugar want bees or something? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's what she ends up getting upset about. But it's so painfully clear that Florian had sex with this woman. Which he ultimately denies until, I mean, we can flash forward until last night, he ultimately admits to kissing her.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Which we'll get into when we recap this episode. Yeah. There were some revelations on Sunday for sure.
Yeah. So that's just like an arc throughout the season, is this kind of constant battle between Florian and Stacy, and then also Darcy and this woman, and this exchange of information between them and Florian constantly denying it, Stacy taking Florian's side, and continuing to. And then, you know, it's revealed, I guess, last night that he did, or he says last night that he did kiss her. I personally think they definitely had sex, and that he's probably cheated a ton of times.
Yep. Meanwhile, we get a totally different view of what it looks like when Darcy's in a relationship with a guy who isn't a piece of shit to her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we don't know every single intricate detail of the relationship, but from day one, Jesse was a dick. Tom was a dick.
Yes. Like, yeah, they were never cool at all. Not even in the beginning.
No. Yeah, and they're really avoidant.
This guy, like, it makes me really sad just the way that Darcy's like so overly impressed. Like, oh my God, he held the door for me. Like, oh my God.
It's like, Darcy, this is what guys are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a part of me is like, oh, I relate to that back when I was like in my early 20s.
Yeah, and that's like, early 20s shit you put up with. Like, not when
you like let guys walk all over you, and then you realize you're like, oh, actually, that's like should be like the bar.
Yep.
Like, someone should treat you with respect. And I did. It was really nice to watch this guy like get her roses, because Darcy is such a romantic.
Oh God, she is such a romantic.
She loves that shit. I loved that this guy was like, I'm gonna go over the top with the like romance novel gestures. Yeah. That's the kind of shit she's into.
He looks like he walked off the cover of a romance novel. We're talking about Georgie, by the way.
His ponytail.
In his flowing hair. Did he have like a Brazilian blowout or something? I mean, his hair is so...
His hair is nice.
It's really nice. He looks like a sexy vampire.
He's jacked as hell. He's an anime.
Like, he's a romance novel
vampire.
He's a
masseuse model vampire.
He's a perfect guy for her.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a millionaire, but he's pretty much the perfect guy for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, agree. And the only thing that did make me uncomfortable in the beginning is when there's a scene where Darcy is taking a bath. She makes a bubble bath for herself, and she puts roses in the bubble bath, and then she proceeds to try to FaceTime Georgie. And
she's just like trying to find her angle.
It's implied that she's going to have like a serious jerk off session.
Yeah.
Okay. Was she or was she? I felt like she was masturbating in that scene.
I don't think she was physically masturbating while they were filming, but I feel like that was like the subtext of that scene.
Yes.
Like, we're having phone sex right now. This is going to lead to phone sex. And as much as I love Darcy Silva, like, I consider her like family to me. I don't want to watch family masturbate.
No, Darcy.
The heavy breathing.
Even though I want her to have hot sex. Like, I want her
the heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Like, hi.
Yeah. The heavy breathing. And then like the pauses. And then she'd say something. He would say something and then she wouldn't respond. And then she'd be like, oh, sorry, I'm just so like.
And there was like kind of a lag. So she was like, what'd you say? Like, trying to be like sexy while it's like, what? I didn't hear you. I know.
It was just,
and she was like all flushed, like her face was all flushed.
And Jordy was just like, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah.
Just like casual.
Yeah. He's like in a store or something. Yeah. And she's like in the bathtub.
Yeah.
But see, that's another thing that indicates like everything to her is like champagne and strawberries.
It's like a romance novel. That's like
everything is like so cliche romance novel about her. Another thing is like she's really into like feeding him. They like feeding each other.
Yeah.
Like, personally, one of my favorite scenes of this season so far was when they were literally feeding each other shrimp at the restaurant.
Yes.
Like, like, I get it. Like, you're feeding your lover strawberries, which is already really corny, but feeding them shrimp is like high comedy to me.
That, like I'm gagging. When you said feed my lover shrimp,
I feed my lover shrimp.
That sounds like something in Austin Powers, like that fat bastard would do. Like, that is so gross.
It's so, and like, look, I love shrimp. I could eat like a pound of shrimp right now.
Shrimp.
But I would never.
I don't want anyone to
ask
feed
Brendan
it to
to
me.
Feed it to me, and except for a joke.
No, oh my God, just a seafood buffet in my. slimy shrimp in my mouth from my lover's hands. No, thank you. She's like very Disney princess vibes. And yes. I think probably her dad probably raised the twins like that, like little sparkly, you know, twins. And especially after their brother died, probably like sheltered them and kept them in a little bubble.
I bet.
I don't know.
I like the dad though a lot.
Yeah, he seems really like level-headed and like smart and caring and...
Yeah, and you know what Desi brought up? Desi Jedekin, she brought up that the girls, Aniko and Aspen, like they seem totally chill
and smart.
Like those are some smart girls. Yep. They seem very well adjusted considering that they're reality TV personalities now.
Yeah.
I've watched every single one of Aniko's TikToks.
They love
TikTok. Do they have a lot of followers?
Yeah, they do. I mean, I only got TikTok so I could follow that weird guy who does the intermittent fasting. Did you guys see that video?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Because you post him on Twitter and
yes,
because
you posted it.
Dude, that guy is so deranged. Like it makes me physically ill to watch what that man eats within a 1 hour period once a day. And I only got TikTok so I could like hate scroll through all of it. Like even though I'm like, okay, you're my intermittent fasting king, like whatever. Like he seems like a perfectly nice guy. There's like, I'm sure he's like a very lovely person.
Sure.
But like I'm very like particular about, I don't know, like his food combinations really upset me.
It's so gross. It's like, so basically what is it? Like this guy like is one of those freaks who, one of those Silicon Valley freaks or whatever, who doesn't eat for like, goes 5 days on, like 3 days off. That's 8 days a week.
He does it nine days a week. He fasts for 23 hours. And then for one hour of the day, he pounds like 5,000 calories worth of food, which I feel like that's not a diet. That's depression.
Yeah. But also the food is disgusting. Like you'll post it and it's like a cauliflower, 13 hot dogs. Like,
yeah, it's not even like, oh, that's like good food to binge. It's like he'll eat an entire bag of kale completely dry, no dressing, just right out of the bag.
No.
Then he'll eat an entire head of cauliflower raw. And then the grossest thing that he does, in my opinion, is he eats cans of tuna out of the can with barbecue sauce on them.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
That's the one I remember.
Look, I know everything this guy eats because I've watched like 100 of his videos and he like became a viral sensation after he got dunked on Twitter. And I went to his TikTok and like a day after he went viral on Twitter, like a month ago or whatever, he posted like a people are so mean. People are bullies online. And then I felt really bad because he like posted like this sad montage of when he was like a chubby kid.
Oh,
and he's like, this is why I do intermittent fasting. Like, and it's like, that's great, honey. Like I have no, like I said, he's an intermittent fasting king. I'm sure he's a lovely guy.
Sure.
To me, I'm absolutely mesmerized by these disgusting food choices. But if it makes him happy and gives him a ton of energy and helped him lose weight he wanted to lose, go for it, sweetie.
I wonder what Dr. Now would think of him.
I don't think he would say that's not
stick
on the diet.
The plan.
Stick to the plan. You need to eat three times a day,
1,200 calories max.
Yes. But he eats like 5,000 calories a day. And apparently he obviously works out a lot too.
How do you have the energy to, I don't know.
I like food too much to eat like that. That is someone who has, this man clearly has a lot of discipline. I do not have that kind of discipline, especially when it comes to food.
That's like a food is fuel guy. That is not me.
I'm a live to eat person.
Exactly. Yes. I don't eat to
live. Like I think about food all the time. Some people are eat to live people. They don't, they're like, this is fuel.
Yes.
No, I live to eat. Not. I get excited about food.
And I think Darcy Silva does too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She loves food.
Cocktail shrimp in her mouth and she's ready to bone down.
Can we talk about the yoga they did? Do you guys remember
yoga
that?
With the family?
Oh, the front yard yoga.
The backyard or front yard family yoga where no one was wearing appropriate attire
to do yoga.
I'm pretty sure someone was wearing jeans.
Probably.
Yeah. There is that. And then also at one point they get spray tanned because they think that they're going to go to Los Angeles.
The plastic
they put down
tarp.
Yeah. And it's a battle between the two sisters about their pubic hair And also, do you remember this? They're talking about who has stray pubic hairs and also about how it's hard to shave your pubic hairs when your boobs are so big because yes. you can't see your own vagina.
Yes.
Classic Silva girls.
Yeah. It's moments like these that are really precious in this season.
One of my favorite moments was when she was cleaning out her car and she was pulling out yes! the hair, just pulling out the hair extension, just kept pulling them out and putting them in a Forever 21, a plastic bag.
In a Forever 21 bag.
I said this on Twitter amazing. When one of those episodes happened, we're talking about, I really think that Darcy and Stacey, specifically Darcy, she's like the great physical comedy performer of our time.
She's Lucille Ball.
She's like Lucille Ball.
When she had the cheese puffs in her.
Yes. Or when she was ice skating.
Oh, yeah.
Like that woman, she is genuinely like her physicality, the way like she moves and just like. Her whole being, like she is high art to me.
It really, yeah, the ice skating.
Yeah, like when her
really
dad
great.
Said something about chopping onions and crying, she was like, it's fine, I cry all the time. Also, yeah. there was something else that she did. Fuck, it just, hopefully it will come to me again. I had it for a second.
This is why I can't stand when people are like, ugh, Darcy is so dumb. Darcy. It's like, first of all, this woman does not have a mean bone in her body.
No, she's definitely not
people,
mean at all.
I think people just don't like her because they're like, oh, she's pathetic. Like she's cries a lot. She gets Botox. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Like, I think people are just like mad that she gets injections. It's like, you know what? If she wants to get injections, who gives a shit? I don't care how big her lips get.
Yeah. Who cares?
I really don't. I don't care if she wants to do her boobs again. I don't care how much shit she wants to put in her face. I think Darcy Silva is a genuinely good human being.
Yeah.
Like she's not like, I really think like her heart is in the right place as a person.
Yeah. That whole family seems like really nice and really genuine.
Right. Like you get people on this show who are so loathsome sometimes, like
yeah,
Libby's
like
family. Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Libby's family.
Like Libby's family, for example, is like, those are wretched people. Those are mean-spirited people.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think the Silvas are good people. Mm-hmm. Like in their hearts, like they're good. Have they made mistakes before? Yes. Who hasn't? But I think they're like at their core, like good people.
This is what I was going to say that I forgot for a second. The whole series, I've been stunned by how short the sisters are. I'm like, I did not realize how tiny they are. But then I Googled it and the internet says that that Darcy and Stacey are 5'7". And there is no way that can be true, right?
That's not true.
Maybe with heels. They look like they're 5'3".
Right?
Or 5'4". Do you know, like I get that vibe. I don't think they're super short, but I don't think they're
I would say that they're 5'2", 5'3". I do not see them as being 5'7". I was like flabbergasted when I Googled.
I mean, but they wear high heels all the time. And when they're wearing their heels, they're not exactly towering over anybody.
No, not even close.
And they wear very high heels all the time. Like when do we ever see them in flats? Hardly ever.
Yeah.
But Reddit not even says 5'2".
Okay, I believe that.
I believe that.
Yeah, they're not 5'7". There's no way.
I don't have any other notes right now on the season.
Neither.
Except for this past episode, unless you guys have anything else.
Oh, I do think it's weird how the dad didn't allow Florine to stay in the house. Remember, Florine had to get
Maybe he was worried about COVID.
I think that was a corona thing.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had just traveled.
Oh, I thought it was just like the dad doesn't allow men in the house.
Well, there is that element, Melissa.
Yeah.
There is. I feel like that kind of was part of it. But I think in this instance, it was mostly a corona thing.
Oh, and Florian getting angry about the windshield wiper.
He has a temper on him. He has a crazy temper.
Oh my God. It kept
Why is
worse.
He such a little bitch?
He's a hothead.
Why is he such a little bitch?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Like, I never feel threatened by him. Like, I don't get that. He's not like
right.
He's not an abusive hothead.
No.
He's like a whiny.
Like, immature.
Like,
he's a little boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's like a teenager. It's kind of like, okay, Florian. You can have a little tantrum now. Like I'm never worried about him, but he needs to grow up emotionally.
Yeah.
I think
And then I remember, oh, he's literally not even 30. Like, yeah, he's younger than
they
us.
They celebrated his 29th birthday on Sunday at the on the episode. God. Like, he's so young. Fucking young.
And Georgie is what, 33, I think?
Yeah.
They're both young.
I definitely think Georgie is hotter than Florian.
Yes. For sure. And I think Georgie has a way more even-keeled temperament. Yeah.
Florian, you know, Florian, that was kind of like a plot twist too, because do you guys remember how, like, I feel like he was a lot chiller when we first met him in that season. Was that before
when Darcy went to
with Tom?
He was the chill one. Yeah. I mean, maybe it was in contrast with how much of a dumbass Tom was.
And I think they also tried to use him kind of as like the foil to Tom, maybe, or be like, oh, yes. Stacey and Florian have a great relationship. Darcy is a real shit show. But then when you're exposed to Florian for so long, you're like, oh, this guy, like, you can't hide that this guy is just a total immature asshole.
Yeah, like he, like, I'm sure Stacey does shit that annoys him too.
Sure.
I just think this is, in the words of Dr. Now, this is not a good situation.
It is not.
Need you to lose 50 pounds.
I do think Darcy and Georgie are a good situation, and I'm glad that they're engaged, and I hope that it comes to fruition, because he seems like a really nice guy who really cares.
He seems like very patient. The only time where he kind of lost his cool is when she was brushing his hair.
Yeah, that was the only time.
But they haven't known each other that long. That's the thing, is they only hung out like twice, I think, before they moved in together.
Right. You're right, Melissa, because we're going to see...
She met him in Miami.
Right. Things change when you live with a person.
But I mean, if they were together for like 6 months or something and they were like, yeah, let's get married, then like...
Right. Something's going right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So should we get into the episode, I guess, for Sunday?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. So we open with Stacey in bed, and it looks like she's been in bed crying all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this is the aftermath of her seeing the video. It's a new video that Darcy showed her of Florian and that girl, Shanti, in bed. And it's not just Florian in the bed, they're in bed together and they're like spooning.
Yeah, like pretending,
like, doing, like, fake sex
stuff.
Noises and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
It was, I feel like there's no excusing that.
No.
Even if it was like, there's no excusing that.
No.
How do you, like, I get like his explanation, we'll talk about in a bit. I didn't buy his explanation
at all.
It was bad. So she gets Florian, they get in the car, they're fighting, you know, they're talking about this video, and Florian's like, nothing happened. Again, like we talked about, she wants to believe this so bad. And I get that. You are like just married this guy.
Yeah, she's married to him now. There's like no backing out, man. I mean, there is, but like,
yeah, you don't want to believe. You are desperate to find an alternative like narrative of this. Like, you do not want to believe the guy you just married is cheating on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he told her that this was an Instagram friend and this was for a photo shoot.
Right. Where are the pictures? Where are the pictures to this photo shoot?
Right.
Where are the pictures?
Where are the pictures?
Where are the pictures? I'd like to see them.
Yeah.
We deserve to see them.
And like, what, where's the photographer? Where is, if it's just them in a hotel room, like, that's not a photo shoot.
Plus, like, that fake humping stuff, that was weird. That was too sexual.
Yeah.
That was, like, I don't think if they were really doing a photo shoot and like he took sexy pictures with a sexy model for a photo shoot, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Sure.
Like, I don't have a problem if my boyfriend has to make out with somebody for
acting,
whatever, yeah. for acting, like, cause it's acting. Same thing. If he was a model, if he was doing a sexy photo shoot, like that's not an issue, but this seemed like a home video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them being sexy
and
together.
Wasn't the other one of like them in a car just kind of like looked like they were hanging out and he was like kissing her on the cheek or she was kissing him on the cheek. Like this was, these are pictures of two people just hanging out
who
both happen to have Instagrams and want to be models. Like this was not a modeling shoot.
And then we get the confessional with Florian. It cuts to the confessional and the producer is asking him about it. And Florian says, he asked her to delete the picture. So he knew that there was something wrong with it.
Right. He knew.
Florian then says, I don't give a fuck about her. He said that to Stacey.
And he keeps, okay, this is the thing, is I feel like Stacey's not listening to the words that he's actually saying. Because he keeps saying the stuff where it's like, she means nothing to me. I don't give a,
right.
I don't care about her. I don't give a fuck about her. Like, it's not going to happen again. Like,
yeah, he's like, I love you.
Yeah. What those words mean is like, something did happen, but
yep,
I won't do it again. And like, I don't feel anything for her.
Right. Instead of saying it was just a photo shoot.
Yeah. He's not sticking with the story. He's not being like, nothing happened. It was just a photo shoot. Here's the evidence. He's being like, I don't even like her, you know, like,
yeah,
cool. That makes it worse.
So then we cut to cocktail hour or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I am obsessed with Darcy's off the shoulder leather dress.
Oh, my God. Her and Georgie look like they're like straight out of the Matrix.
Everyone else is wearing tank tops and like shorts. If you look around the restaurant, they go out to this outdoor restaurant. Everyone else is in like breezy summer dresses and like tank tops. And Darcy's in a leather dress and Georgie is in head to toe black. And it's
amazing,
insanity, but I love it.
I loved their entrance. And even their friends are like, oh, wow, Hollywood or whatever they said. You look like a movie star. By the way, did you guys catch her friends' names?
Debbie and Raina.
Raina. Yeah.
Okay.
Debbie and Raina.
Where do they find these people?
Like, I don't know, but I love them.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Debbie and Raina.
Look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes right now.
I desperately need a spinoff of Debbie and Raina. I need more of them. These two women are made for reality television.
I can't remember if it was Raina or Debbie because like, honestly, I don't know the difference between them. But when she was like, the rest of them were fast food, but Georgie's gourmet.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That was the like one who had her hair down. Who was I feel like that's Debbie. I don't know. Yeah. Look, I should have gotten their names. But the one with the hair that was down, and then there was the one with the really heavy eyeliner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then Darcy tells these girls, Debbie and Raina, that Georgie is still married, but they're separated and that the courts are closed because of COVID. But apparently this dining establishment is still open.
Yeah.
Nobody was wearing masks or social distancing. I mean, thank God it was outdoors.
Yeah.
Look, I know. I'm one of those people that like hasn't eaten at a restaurant outdoor or otherwise since February. So every time I see it, I'm like I get on edge.
Same.
But
also, this is another note, but I feel like the way Darcy prefaces Georgie's marriage is so bad. Like,
oh my God,
Georgie's
it's so
been
dramatic.
Separated for a very long time.
A year.
And he filed for divorce, but then COVID stopped the courts. So like, he's had every intention of getting divorced and being separated far before he even met Darcy.
Yeah.
And he also alleges that he told Darcy this when they met, but Darcy was like drunk and didn't remember because they met at Super Bowl. but like Darcy is like, I have to tell you guys something.
It's so dramatic.
Georgie is married.
This has to be producer driven drama. This has to be something because she keeps bringing it up at these gatherings. And I have to believe that the producers really pushed her like, we need this narrative so that you guys have your little piece of drama because it doesn't seem like so like anything else.
Right.
They don't have any other drama.
Totally.
And it's like he's not married. He's separated. He's not married.
Yeah. He's not in. He hasn't been in a relationship with this woman for over a year.
Yeah. Hasn't seen her in a year.
Yeah.
So I don't buy that there's anything really
dramatic in real life going on there. I think this is purely like producer driven kind of like, let's give them a little piece of drama.
They need something.
I think so too.
Oh yeah. I wrote down Darcy's friend called Georgie Gourmet as opposed to fast food. You know what? I agree.
Yeah. I agree too. I would hook up with Georgie. I think he's hot.
He's hot.
Georgie's hot. He seems sweet. Darcy wants to fuck him. Like, she's very horny for him. He seems very horny for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he treats her like the queen that she is and like she deserves to be treated. And like, I really believe that they're into each other. I wouldn't even call Tom and Jesse fast food because sometimes I enjoy fast food. Oh, I think they're like stale fast food. Fast food after it's been in the car
they're
for
dumb.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, they're gross.
Over an hour. The kind of fast food where you open the car the next day and you're like, oh, I left my burger in here.
Like cold-ass French fries from like the day before.
They're lower than that because fast food can be good sometimes.
Yeah. I agree.
So
sometimes.
Accurate assessment that Georgie is the gourmet out of those two. Darcy's friends, Debbie and Raina, these ladies are permanently at wine o'clock. Like it is wine o'clock.
When I watched this episode a few times and I thought that there was a lunch and then there was a dinner, I didn't realize that lunch turned into dinner. So this
this was like a 12-hour affair.
Yeah, they were like all day and they were drunk the whole time.
Yeah, so this they are just boozing it up.
And then the girl with the long hair that was down says, "I want another oysters, Georgie." That is something a drunk person says. I want another 100%. Oysters, Georgie. Like, how many oysters were they ordering?
So many.
Makes me so nauseous. How many oysters should one person eat? Like, I feel like that is the grossest food to have in your stomach when you're heavily drinking.
Like, this is such a weird thing because Desi and I were recently talking about this on like a Patreon or a mini episode of our show about how there's this oyster eating competition at this restaurant. I forget where it is. No. It might be Louisiana. And we were talking about how like, yeah, we like oysters. We'll eat oysters. But like, how many do you eat at a time? Like three?
Yeah. Three, four? Ugh.
Yeah, right. Like depending on how many your table got, but for me, I'm never eating more than four raw oysters at a time. And these ladies were just fucking pounding.
They think
oysters.
It's like the height of luxury. I think they're like champagne and oysters and Georgie. Yeah.
And then Stacy and Florian show up and you know, everyone's wasted because they do that thing when you're wasted where you're like, woo! More people are up. We know them. They're here. And Stacy is wearing the most amazing fake Versace tracksuit. Like, where do these women buy their clothes?
I don't. House of 11.
It's all House of 11.
And then also I noticed that they have that thing going on, or Stacy does, that when you stop wearing eyelash extensions and then you have no more eyelashes of your own.
Is that a thing?
Oh my God. I used to get eyelash extensions. And then I realized that once you stop getting eyelash extensions, it rips out all of your own eyelashes.
Really?
And you're left with none of your own eyelashes.
They don't tell
you this about eyelash extensions.
Do they grow back? Do the eyelashes grow?
Thankfully now I just don't get eyelash extensions anymore. But yeah, like from gluing eyelashes, like it just rips out your eyelashes.
Because
you can see she doesn't have any of like glued on eyelashes. And you can see like she has no real eyelashes of her own. The least important part of this scene. But I just realized that.
It's very important.
I didn't know that. I've never had them before.
Yeah, me neither.
I've had hair extensions before. Have you guys ever had hair extensions?
No, I've never had any sort of extensions added to my body. Dude,
when I worked as a receptionist at a hair salon in my early 20s, I just would get all kinds of, hair service I got was free. So I just did everything.
Yeah.
Like I got Japanese straightening. I got Brazilian blowout. Ooh. I got like my hair colored. I'm like, sure, color it. What experiment? I can just fucking get it redone next week or whatever. And I had extensions for like a year and a half when I was in my early 20s. I had that Victoria Beckham kind of asymmetrical thing going on.
Oh, nice.
You know, back in like 2007, that was fun. I had the glue on extensions. I had a really intense spray tan then.
Oh my God. I got spray tan
spray tan
three times a week.
Dude.
Dude, I went to Sunset Tan.
Sunset Tan.
Oh yeah, didn't you? Yes. You also went there.
Yes.
Dude, I got into a car accident in their parking lot and my car still has the dent from the car accident.
That's really amazing.
That's a dangerous driveway to pull out of. Because it's like so steep and like you can't see on each side of you.
It's so fucking steep. So everyone's wasted. Everyone's wasted. Like I have never seen.
Yeah.
I mean, not since the Albanian restaurant/nightclub have I seen everyone this wasted.
Oh my God. I miss Darcy being that wasted outside smoking a cigarette.
Right. Except this time the tables were turned and Darcy was like happy drunk and Stacy was.
God help us. Yeah.
God help us. And Florian said, Jesus Lord. And that same, he said, God help us.
I
forgot about that. So then they tell everyone they got married. And that's when Darcy says, wait a minute, she didn't get to do the bouquet.
The broccoli.
Oh my God, this part's so crazy.
And this is another classic. I mean, this was like an iconic drunk move. This is something you only think about to do when you're wasted. And that is like, wait, here's like, take this. First of all, that was like a gigantic broccoli florette.
Yeah, that was like what your guy on TikTok eats.
Where did they find that? Like, did they ask the kitchen for like pre-chopped broccoli? Because that was huge.
Yeah, don't chop it up, guys. We need like a huge florette. And Darcy's like, change the broccoli. And then her fucking, in her confessional, she sticks to that. She's not like, oh my God, this was so embarrassing. She was like, I'm not catching that broccoli. I'm catching that broccoli.
Yeah.
I'm catching the broccoli.
And they toss it. And of course she catches it.
It's incredible.
That was a fun moment. And then we cut to Florian explaining the video to everyone because of course they have to bring this up in public. And Stacy is making excuses. Like they were just joking around. Florian was being real bitchy. And Darcy is just like doing her thing, you know, in the background, like,
she constantly has whiplash. She's like always looking for like
she's like, are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? Like she's constantly doing that. Yeah. And Florian says, what did he say? Little butt drunk and happened? I don't know. He said something.
Yeah, so
he was drunk.
But he keeps saying stuff about like, you know, I got drunk, stuff happened. Like, get over it. Like
he's really not sticking to this photo shoot story at all.
He's never in full denial. It's so crazy.
And he was telling the friends, he's like, shut the fuck up.
Dude, he gets so defensive when he's backed into a corner. He's like, this is the second time that he's bitched out like
Deb and Raina.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, was that Debbie and Raina the first
time? Oh, at the house, at the barbecue.
It was a restaurant. Also Deb and Raina.
That was Deb and Raina.
Yeah.
They're iconic.
Georgie's approach is like, your friends are my friends, Darcy. And like Florian's like, fuck you. Like, I have a cigarette. Fuck off.
He's like way too comfortable just telling his girlfriend or his wife's friends to fuck off.
Fuck off. I know. It's kind of tight, to be honest.
Shut the fuck up. He's really, kind of tight.
He's like, kind of like
that. And then, Florian
literally
said shut the fuck
up. Like I want to have a boyfriend and just go the first time I meet all of his friends just start telling them all to shut the fuck up. Hey Tony, shut the fuck up.
And then Stacy's like, I am a strong, powerful woman.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not a weak woman and I am not a fool.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever described myself like unless I was like being sarcastic. Like I am a strong, powerful woman. Like I just like for me, that is just like these are like her mantra words because she wants to be a strong, powerful woman. And I believe that the Silvas are strong and powerful in other ways, but not the ways that they're describing.
No.
Like not the ways they think they're referring to themselves. No.
Like that's what you say when you're cracking. Like you don't say like, I am powerful and I have this under control when you have a situation under control.
And then they go off and they like have their own little side conversation, Florian and Stacy. And he says, I like to tell you the truth. I just kiss her. He did not feel anything. And obviously this is like Stacey breaks down. She's drunk crying. And this is when she says, God help us.
God help us.
This is when she said, God help us.
Yeah.
Help us.
She's like, we'll get through this. Like she's like, I can't even cry. I just have a lump in my throat. I can't even cry anymore. And then she's like, God help us. She like starts leaning into him. And then he's like, oh,
and
Jesus.
And then he says to the producers, I feel bad. I hurt my wife. Like he goes full Borat.
Yeah. And then she just gets up and she's like, all right, let's just act like this doesn't faze us. And then we're a strong couple. It's like so Stepford. It's crazy.
We see Georgie and Darcy getting ready for the Silva family barbecue. Oh, right. And Georgie is wearing the exact same track pants that Stacey had on the night before.
Oh, he is?
Why? Like, I could understand if Darcy also had those track pants, but why does Georgie, like, did they go on a shopping trip together and get them?
And it's possible. Apparently.
Was he like, ooh, I like those. Where'd you order those from? And she's like, Fashion Nova. And then he also ordered them.
Let's see. I wonder, I'm going to look on the website and see if it's like a House of 11. Like,
oh,
maybe it is.
It might be. Do they sell men's clothes?
I don't know.
Maybe he just got the women's in an extra large or whatever.
House of 11.
I don't know, but they were the same fucking pants.
It doesn't look like it, but. Wow. Like every time I look on this website, I'm astounded.
I mean, it would have been hilarious if Florian also had those pants, but the fact that it was Georgie who had like, I need to know how that went down.
There are
red
track pants.
Yeah. It's like fake Adidas.
No, but these were like fake Versace.
Yeah.
These are the fake Versace. Look, one of my favorite things to do is go through like, is identify all their fake designer shit that they wear.
It's amazing.
One of the things that House of 11 sells is fake Ashley Williams barrettes, the ones that say things. Like, rhinestone barrettes?
Oh, yeah.
The Ashley Williams ones. They say, like, you know, fuck or, like, anxiety or whatever on them. Well, they have Darcy and Stacey on House of 11. They have their own, and they say, like, queen.
Yeah,
like
queen.
Boss. And in all rhinestones, like they have their own
$15.
Oh boy.
Yeah. They're very inexpensive. I just want one that says Darcy.
Yeah.
That'd be so
like,
amazing.
I would wear one that said Darcy. So Darcy is also wearing an amazing pair of jeans that have rhinestone fringe hanging off the pockets.
Oh my God. I didn't remember those. I don't think
I want
these
pants.
That's incredible.
They're so good. They have like, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. They were like, these pale blue stonewashed,
oh my God,
fucking high-waisted jeans. And then they had rhinestone fringe hanging off of the, like a long, they were amazing. Really long too, hanging off the pockets.
I would love to know where they do their online shopping.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. I am dying to know. I feel like this is stuff I'm like, I only see these kinds of outfits on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand where people on Instagram buy their clothes. Like, I need people to be tagging shit more often. Is it from AliExpress? Is it from
Fashion
Nova?
Yeah, it's like Alibaba.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the, I've never ordered anything from there before.
Me either.
I feel like I have, and it's never
from AliExpress.
I mean, like, the quality is just so bad.
Yeah, right. The quality. No, it's
no good. Just it's terrible. No good. It's
that's
so
what
cheap.
I'm afraid of. That's
but it's
that's
just
why I've never ordered anything. I'm like, this is like from Wish.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, it's not good. Also, I'm afraid that those places are going to steal your credit card info.
Yeah,
yeah. I just like, what is this? Where am I? Where is it even coming from? Like, who runs this site?
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah, it scares me.
What am I really getting? But I need to know where she got those pants from. I want those pants. They're so ridiculous.
It's insane.
Annika and Aspen. They're at the barbecue and both Silva parents. I think it's nice that mom and dad Silva get along, that they can be hang out, you know?
Yeah. They say in the beginning, in an earlier episode, Darcy says that she thinks her mom still might have feelings for her dad, but it seems like it's just a really easy familial situation.
Yeah.
And just they're all like super close, which is so great.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. I really like that. And Georgie is manning the grill.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the daughters meet Georgie for the first time say that Georgie has way nicer hair than Darcy. And they throw shade at their mom and say that without her extensions, Darcy looks like a hot mess.
They're like, her hair is up to here. Yeah. It's really short. Yeah. And then they start laughing because they know. They start laughing because they're like, oh shit. Like,
we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. That shit was so funny. I really was sort of watching the way that Georgie was interacting with the family. And I feel like just the way that he insert, like he was like, how can I help? Like he got up and he was like, oh, I'll help. Yeah. Like he wasn't on his phone or like being, you know, sitting in a corner, not saying anything. Like he was integrating himself mm-hmm. into the family and sort of, I just liked that. I appreciated that.
Yeah, like a very normal, I felt, nice guy.
Yeah. Like he was good with her parents and with the family. Mm-hmm. And it's not surprising that the dad was like, he seems like a nice guy. We'll have to see more of their relationship. Yeah. But like the first meeting, the first impression was a good one. He wasn't weird. Yeah. Like he just was like, we're at this barbecue. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
Like he was nice. Down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really liked that. Florian is kind of the opposite in these situations. Yeah. He's like more prone such to sulking a in a corner or getting up, storming off to go have a cigarette.
Even when it was his birthday party. It's the mom's 79th or 69th or something.
And 70th.
Yeah. And then Florian's 29th. And the whole time Florian was just being like a cranky puss.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so weird. It's like we really learn so much more about these characters when they're on more than one season, especially when you see them in different situations. Like just like we learned so much more about Azuelo in this past season of Happily Ever After, because he had a totally different like character arc in the first time we saw him on season 6. Oh, and then to see Azuelo on Happily Ever After this past season, totally
just
different,
completely different person.
Yeah, like still like a child, but a bratty child.
Yeah, bad way.
And now we see the same with Florian. Just seemed so much more gentle.
Yeah,
in before the 90s,
it was
days.
So crazy. He seemed like cool and like mature,
sweet, and doting.
But yeah, I guess no, it's just because we didn't really see enough of him. We just didn't really know.
Yeah, we didn't see enough.
And
of
now
him.
We know.
I agree.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Yeah. And Stacy and Florian tell the family that they're engaged.
Oh, right. Oh, no, that they got married.
Oh, that they got married. Excuse me. Yeah, that they got married. And the family seems happy and supportive.
Everyone's support. Dude, can we talk about that wedding?
Oh, my God.
From a few episodes
back.
Oh,
my God.
What a shit show.
That was such a shit show. She had two wedding dresses. Yeah. I did feel bad because both Silva girls seem like the type who want to have these huge, lavish, big production weddings. So I was a little surprised that I guess she had to get married to him because.
Right. 90 days.
90 days. Hopefully in the future when there's a vaccine, they can have their big party together.
Right.
And hopefully Darcy, you know, they have a long, happy engagement together. And because I know, Darcy wants to have a Disney wedding,
oh,
like a fairy 100%.
Tale. Yes. Absolutely.
Was she ever engaged to Jesse?
No, they never got engaged. Yeah. He gave her a promise ring and he totally fucking led her on with that promise ring.
And Tom, like, she was never engaged to Tom. Tom gave her
the
keys
to the house.
So
but he never gave her like the address to the house. Yeah.
It was
that Lord of the Rings key.
Yeah.
He gave her that like
giant
Gretel
skeleton key.
The key to the city.
Yeah.
It was such a meaningless gesture that he did.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't even like, let's move in together. It was just like, if you want to stop by sometime, but you're going to have to buy a plane ticket and definitely tell me before you're coming. And
yeah. And I'm not going to give you the address. You're going to figure it out. You're going to have to, it's an adventure.
And Georgie already has, I would assume he has his green card because he's been in America for what, 5 years? He was already
8 years, he said.
8 years, yeah.
Right. So I don't think we're going to have that narrative of like I think they can have a long engagement.
Yeah, like he doesn't have to get married to her to stay in the U.S., I don't believe.
This is a great situation.
Yeah.
And there's also not that Darcy never has to have that fear of like, is he just marrying me for a green card?
Right. Yeah, it's a great, good situation.
It's
so far
a lot better. I mean, yeah, especially compared to Tom and Jesse, who were just so awful to Darcy. And look, not that Darcy was perfect in that relationship, but there is no excusing how abusive Jesse was.
Yeah.
And there's no excusing how shitty Tom was, especially as we saw
in before the 90s season three when Tom said she was fat to her face.
That was like that was horrible. So
that was so
and then
ugly.
He tried to get back into this season, like the first episode, I guess. Stacey,
yeah, he's a desperate
met with
loser.
Him. It's like just yep. ignore him. He just is doing stuff to like be on
he TV. Just wants to be on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a desperate loser.
It's so obvious that this guy wants to be like a D-list celebrity. Yeah. Just the way like we saw, like the way he like poses in front of like someone else's Lamborghini. Yeah. You know, he's that guy.
He's so gross.
I'm so glad that she's done with both of them. Yeah, like seeing God. Those engagement photos today made my heart sing.
Me too.
Like that was like
so
the
happy.
First thing I woke up to. It was great.
So I guess that's like a little bit of a spoiler, but I'm happy to know now that like that relationship ends up well, you know, because we see at the end of this episode,
yeah.
Georgie's kind of saying like, I think I might want to propose to her. I'm thinking about it. I don't really know. You know, it kind of depends like how she acts. And they kind of like lead us into next episode of, you know, Darcy maybe potentially ruining it by her insecurities. But it's good to know that it seems like things turn out for the most positive and that, you know, they're still together. They're still happy and that they're going to end up getting married.
I'm pleasantly surprised because, you know, it's like these people, they can't post stuff until the episodes come out. So it's like, you never really know.
Right.
But I follow Darcy on Instagram and I read all of her little captions. So I really was kind of like, I don't know if they're still together because she was posting all these like, I'm a strong woman, and that, like the same kind of post that may, I mean, I guess that's just what she posts no matter what.
Yeah.
Because she was posting those a lot, like, you know, after her and Tom, like finally.
Yeah, I thought they were all breakup posts. That's what I thought too.
Right. But I guess she just can't post shit with Georgie for spoilers, you know, even though I'm surprised that they rolled out the engagement announcement before it happened on the show.
There was in the preview for next week, there was like some drama that was like a girl on Instagram commented on Georgie's photo that she has a baby. Did you guys see that?
I didn't see that, but producers this season
made up drama.
I think producers are looking for anything because this is such a departure from her past two relationships, which were just, they didn't need to look for drama.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Like they insinuated that Georgie has a baby with this girl, but I'm sure it's just not, it's just made up.
Yeah.
Or she just accepts it. Who knows?
Right. Who knows? It's like a situation that's going to be explained really easily in some way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really think Stacey and Florian, they're the drama.
Yeah.
Too.
Yep.
They're the drama.
Well, I'm looking forward. Is next week the finale?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, next week we will cover the finale.
Yeah.
We're going to cover the finale and we decided that until a new season of 90 Day Fiancé happens, every week we're just going to give you guys updates on cast members, hot goss.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to troll Instagram. One thing that happened this week is that Big Ed was spotted partying at a wedding with no mask.
Oh.
He was like dancing inside. Look, I don't know if you guys are like, remember this from the like earlier days of quarantine where Big Ed just was never wearing masks and he was just like hanging out with like big crowds of people. Yeah. Ed sucks.
Well,
Ed's not a mask wearer.
Yeah. I think like the first few episodes of Ed's season, we were like pro Ed. We thought he was great. And then we're like, wow, he's
like
a racist.
He's cool and quirky.
Piece of shit.
Oh, he's
like degrading, misogynist, horrible guy. So I guess that,
And so somebody posted on Twitter, they were like, oh my God, the guy from 90 Day Fiancé is at the wedding that I'm at. And it was like a video of him dancing with all these girls, indoors, like with a ton of people there.
Of course.
And then I was like, well, wait a minute, what are you doing at this big fucking wedding? What are you doing there? Like, let's talk about that too.
Gross. And then I saw that Paul and Carini are back together.
Yeah.
And that she's pregnant.
Again?
Again.
And that they're having a boy. And they already...
Another?
The name is Ethan.
Oh.
There's a picture where Carini looks like... I don't know how many months pregnant, but she looks pregnant.
Poor Carini.
So they're together.
You know that she's only staying with... Like, she's literally trapped by this pregnancy.
I know.
Because, like, she feels like she can't leave him because she's pregnant. This is... not good.
Oh, Karini, this makes me sad.
So this is the kind of stuff we're going to talk about in future episodes.
Yes.
Until there's a new season of 90 Day Fiancé.
There's no date
to recap
for it yet.
We don't know.
So we don't know.
90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray had made an announcement like a couple, or they said a few weeks ago back on one of their episodes that they had intel they are filming or were filming or have been filming. So more content is coming.
Yeah.
We just don't know exactly when. And that's the thing about this franchise is, A, they never tell us how many episodes.
Yeah, you never know until they're like, next week's the finale. You're like, oh, okay.
I didn't know that. Like, they literally tell you. I feel like they just are making it up as they go
air it
along.
Whenever they want. It's like 2 weeks, there'll be no episode. And they're like, next
Love
week.
Love After Lockup, they literally air whenever they want. It's insane.
It's random
like,
days.
There'll be like 2 episodes and then they'll go like 4 months without an episode and then they'll drop an episode. It's like a real devil may care situation going on.
They're like us.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you guys feel like filming today?
You know what? Shit happens. Yeah, you guys feel like filming. Like, shit fucking happens. People get busy, all right? Life happens, yeah, guys. Seriously. People have other podcasts.
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
Like, I wonder if we have listeners who just listen to, like, they don't listen to Web Crawlers or Hollywood Crime Scene. Probably.
Yeah.
People who just search for night. Like, the three of us, we each have individual podcasts. Like Allie and Melissa have a podcast called Web Crawlers. I have a podcast with Desi, my friend, Hollywood Crime Scene.
Yes.
And that's like literally our full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Like they're research-based podcasts. So they do take a lot of energy. But this, you know,
this is our fun, like side gig.
We love the show and for fun. And we brought the show back because we do have some listeners who were so sweet and were like, when are you guys coming back? Believe it or not, people actually wanted us to come back.
We swear.
I know it's hard to believe. We fucking swear.
People really ask.
Like at least two or three.
Had random ad money coming in.
And if you join our Patreon, patreon.com/90dayfiancé slumber party, you can watch the video feed of this.
You can see our fun backgrounds, or Darcy and Stacey Zoom backgrounds.
You can see my actual background in my makeshift studio in my spare bedroom of my apartment.
Yes. And then also, I have really short recaps of all the Darcy and Stacey episodes up to this one. And then also, someone, remember last season when Erica and, what was it, Stephanie went to go get the plaster on their boobs? We have the woman who runs that company is sending us our own plaster so we can plaster our own boobs and we can put that on our Patreon.
That's going to be it. We're not going to show you our tits on our Patreon, but we will show you the plaster casts of our tits.
I might show my tits.
Allie might show her tits. You know what? That is an incentive to join our Patreon because Allie Siegel might show her tits.
And then also, I'm thinking of maybe for Halloween season, getting cameos from some of our favorite 90 Day Fiancé people and having them tell us a scary story and then putting it up on the Patreon.
We should do, as it gets closer to Halloween, we should think about, I know this is something I should have just brought up in the group chat, but I'm just going to say it. Whatever. We should like dress up as our 90 Day Fiancé characters.
Oh my God, this is
for
huge.
An episode.
Yes.
For Zoom.
100%. Oh, yes.
Like, good. We should do a show in character. Like, I will dress up as Darcy.
Remember last year we wanted to have actual 90 Day Fiancé Halloween party. It
party.
Never came to fruition.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we could all dress up as Darcy and it would be fine. Like, who cares if we're all Darcy or whatever.
Just different versions of Darcy.
Different versions.
Different hair extensions.
Someone, you're season one of Before the 90 Days when she was a brunette, Melissa.
Yeah.
And Allie, you can be her without the extensions when she wakes up in the morning.
Thanks, Rachel.
Well, you have short hair. You have short hair. It's not a reflection.
Darcy with no makeup.
It's not because you look like shit.
Up in the morning.
It's not because you look. It's because you're
a long night.
Look. I can be her when she's crying with the cigarette.
Oh my God. That's fucking amazing. Yeah. Maybe next week let's do a Halloween.
Next week we'll do in costume. So please join our Patreon to see,
find some leather
doing that. Or if you want, or we'll decide if, you know, maybe someone dresses up as another character, whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyways, thank you for tuning in. This is 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Rachel Fisher.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Bye.
Bye.
Powered by ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.